Last night I lay in a restless bed.
Ever been to Lake Powell? Lying underneath those waters is Glen Canyon. Once the Glen Canyon Dam was built in 1963, the beautiful Glen Canyon was flooded to the brim, creating what we know now as Lake Powell. Before the dam was built, it was a very popular place for river trips and included many Native American artifacts and sites, which were all excavated and evacuated to make way for the dam. Now, 55 years later, an exhibit is being put in place.
Our exhibit, Glen Canyon, A River Guide Remembers, is a memoir of Glen Canyon pre-inundation. My name is Martha Hamm, and I'm the producer for the exhibit.
Martha Hamm is working with a team of other location experts based in southern Utah, including Ken Slight, in creating this exhibit. Ken Slight is somewhat of an icon in southern Utah. He's 88 years old and was a river guide in the Glen Canyon and has made a huge impact in the area with his memoirs and photos of working in the Glen Canyon pre-inundation. He is working closely with the exhibit team in creating a memorable vision into what Glen Canyon used to be.
Ken Slight and other river guides have opened their archives to create an experience of a 7-day river trip through Glen Canyon. The exhibit features photos, historic boats, and Native American artifacts.
Located in the John Wesley Powell River History Museum in Green River, the exhibit will have a grand opening on May 4th at 5:30 p.m.
Ken Slide and our team believe that remembering Glen Canyon can help us as Utahns make better decisions now and in the future, protecting, preserving, and restoring landscape and its culture.
With UPR News, I'm Owen Sidwell.
The lonely ones are you.